Jamie and Locker with a year in the green zone. I'm trying to calm down, Locker. I really am. I tried to calm down through the whole commercial break or the newscast story. Jamie and Locker here on the green zone.
I'll tell you, one of the strategies, and I know this happens, and I'm not just saying this to make you feel better, but I know this happens, and it drives me crazy. What they do is they get it out into the news that your taxes are going up.
On a Friday afternoon before Christmas.
No, hold on, hear me out. They get it out there that your taxes are going up. They're going up 11%. And then they come back.
No, this has already happened because they dropped 15%. This is the scale back. They just approved it. They approved the budget. This is nothing to do. They added at 15 and went, hey, let's scale it back to 10.9.
So they want you to say, look at how great we are. We did you guys a favor. It was going to be 15, but now it's only 11.
No, this is breaking news. It just happened. The city of Regina voting for a tax increase of 10.9% for property taxes, average home 276. Oh, yeah, and they also passed utility rates going up as well. That was unanimous a vote. The increase is 7.82%, $168 a year. So that's a grand total for the average homeowner of, what is that, $440-some dollars? So that's
good. I don't know about you, but I can't afford that.
No, there's so many, and that's the average home.
Yeah.
Like where I live, that'll be $500 or something like that per year. Like, that's the average home of 300 whatever valuation.
I was actually surprised when we came to came from Alberta to Saskatchewan that our property taxes did not go down.
Like, sorry to distract from the sports, and I know this is a show you come for a distraction. We're talking Christmas, but this is important. This is an important matter that just happened in the city of Regina.
Yeah.
That I think too many are just going, huh, that's life. Like, no, we got to demand better. The mayor and the council should have told administration, go back in your office and come up with a way more acceptable budget. If a double-digit budget increase should never happen.
Especially with where we're at right
with now. Affordability?
Yeah.
It should never happen. I went around the Prairie Cities, and I put it on social media the other day. It was, what, 6-point-something in Saskatoon, 6-point-something in Edmonton.
That's still high.
2 in Calgary, 3 in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. And I'm like, how
people
did
are
Regina,
freaking out in Edmonton at 6.
Like, how in Regina did we land at 10%?
Yeah.
Like, how? Our utilities are going up, too. So it's not like what we are getting back in return is worth the investment. That we're getting 11% increase in the cost of living and the, you know, the livability of the city is increasing by 11%. No, it's just a bunch of people who are too scared to go in there and do the tough work that will be necessary to bring in a budget that is affordable for the people who live in your city. It's completely unacceptable. I don't have the names in front of me. It was voted 6-5 to approve this budget in Regina. I don't have the 6 names, but you should write them all down, and they should never step foot back in that city council. And I know the mayor's one of them. The mayor did approve this, and that is not leadership. The leadership of the mayor said there's no way we can accept a 10% or more increase. No way should we be able to tell our taxpayers that this is what we're doing within the city of Regina. Not a chance. That's not a leader. I'm sorry, Chad. I'm sorry I said it out loud, and I'm saying it here on the radio. That's not leadership. That's lazy. I guess we got to do it. No. Unacceptable. And everybody in the city of Regina, and unfortunately, when we get the poll numbers back out of municipal elections, it's the lowest. It's the election
it's
that people
so,
vote on the least, and it's the
so
most important one to pay attention to.
Yeah, 100%. You're not wrong there.
And too many times we vote in people that I don't think are qualified to sit in a council chamber and run a city. And this is an indication of that. And city administrators as well, like, I'm sorry, nowhere good enough. Like, and the city of Regina, if you're a taxpayer in the city of Regina, you should be
disgusting.
Writing, you should be calling, and it shouldn't stop until they get back in their room and figure it out.
11% is crazy. That is crazy. That is going to put people on the streets.
Well, yeah.
That's going to bankrupt.
Well, people are like, if they're living paycheck to paycheck now because of the affordability and grocery prices and everything else, then they're probably going to have to go, do I have to sell my house now because I can't afford my property taxes?
If you retired 5-6 years ago and you are on a fixed income, you are hurting a lot of people, in this city.
So that was breaking news that came down. The vote was 6-5 for the budget that raises property taxes by 10.9%. Yeah.
I also think that we should do more politics on the Green Zone. let's get into some Canadian politics. And you know what? Let's get into some international world politics.
Now we're good. We're good. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone.
I'm glad you said it. 11% is crazy.
That is.
If you've somehow convinced yourself that that's a good idea to do, like, I don't care what you're approving. Listen, it could be a water slide from here to the U.S. border. It could be high speed trains. You can't do that right now to this. To this population,
and I know the failures of councils passed, and yeah, they're passing the buck, and not all that stuff. Nope,
that's the other.
Try
thing.
Again.
Clayton just texted in. Rents are going to go up. There's people that are like, if you've got a mortgage, you got a property helper,
yep, absolutely,
you're going to go. Your rent's going to go up. So right,
Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone.
You just what this city did is just. Probably increased inflation, probably doubled inflation over the next year.
Well, I am baffled on these decisions recently for not only Regina, but I know there's a lot of Saskatoon taxpayers who have been fed up with their council as well, reaching deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into our pockets before they reach deeper into theirs to find the savings necessary to avoid a 10.9% tax increase. Jamie Locker with you. That is breaking news. It is.
Eric wants you to run for council. You'll need better clothes.
What?
You're not a very good dresser.
I'm wearing so much color today.
You look like Crocodile Dundee. The only thing missing is a knife on the side of your belt.
I literally earlier looked at Locker and said, wow, I put so much color on today. Khaki on gray is a good choice. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKLA.
I like the Eagles version better.
No.
Yeah, 100% better.
Darlene Love, way better than the Eagles. Way better.
I'm not saying the Darlene Love isn't good. I'm saying I prefer the Eagles' version of that song. I don't know why. I've always had a soft spot for that track.
I hope whoever's coming home or wherever you're going home, you get there safe and sound, especially if you're traveling on the roads around Saskatchewan today. Highways are closing around Regina. Highway 1 from Balgonie to Wolseley now extended up to Capel on Highway 10. Highway 35 from Fort Capel. On Highway 10 from Balgonie and south of Fort Capel, Highway 35 through towards, the turnoff between Vibank and Odessa. That is all closed off. Still Aylesbury to Davidson. Travel not recommended in around the city of Regina. Blowing snow advisories remain as that Highway 1 corridor all the way from pretty much Gull Lake through to Manitoba is the corridor that's getting hit the hardest right now with travel not recommended. Up around Saskatoon, much better. North Battleford as well. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone. All Request Friday is your favorite Christmas song. What is it? What do you want?
We just got a really good. We'll play this one next when we come back. For if we can find it, I'm pretty sure we should have that one. But Ian just sent in. Do they know it's Christmas?
Well, that's another classic.
People
as well.
Keep telling me to watch that.
Is it on Netflix?
There's a documentary about.
Is it the We Are the World documentary?
We Are the World documentary. Have you heard that? That song reminds me of that.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you watched that?
No, I have not. It's popped up on my recommended
and people list, that but... I wouldn't normally think would recommend something to me have recommended that documentary to me.
Also, we're talking about what you want under the sporting Christmas tree this year. We had a few texts in. People want Game 7 victories. Are you in that boat for like the Oilers lost one, not last year, but the year before? The Blue Jays, they lost Game 7 of the World Series.
I don't know if this makes me a sadist, but I will take a game. If you're putting me in the middle of a series, I don't know why, I'll take a Game 7 every day, all day long, in any sport that has a Game 7 possibility. Even if I'm cheering for one of the two teams, there is nothing better than a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals. Mm-hmm. Even when your team loses, I'm all for it.
No,
you don't like the stress?
I saw the Canucks lose two Game 7s in the Stanley Cup Final. That's terrible. That is an awful feeling.
I do also.
I'd rather lose in six. I do not want a
really?
Game 7
okay.
lose.
I love Game 7s. I don't know what it is.
When the Oilers lost Game 7, you're like, oh, yeah, at least I got a Game 7
listen,
out
of it. It was hard, but I love Game 7s. You know what else I do truly love? And I don't want Leaf fans to hate me, but the number of times that the Leafs have gotten into the first round of the playoffs and lost in a Game 7 is just spectacular to me. And it's almost disappointing this year that they're so bad they're probably not going to make the playoffs because...
You can't say they're only, what, 2 points out of last and the playoff spot?
Have you watched them? They're not getting into the playoffs.
I don't know what's up with that hockey. I think the captain might have mattered in Vancouver because he was sad puppy in Vancouver, and I think the same thing's happening with Austin Matthews in Toronto. He is a killjoy, as someone texted us earlier.
Let him go.
That's not helping.
Let him go play somewhere in the U.S.
Meanwhile, there's a traffic advisory in Regina, North Courtney Street from 9th Avenue North to Mapleford. So Courtney's it's open field there, yeah. Right at the edge of the city. That is a road closure. Avoid Courtney.
Well, with our taxes going up, they'll be able to fix that.
No, that's just to maintain. That's not an increase to our service. That's just to maintain current services. But that is with the blowing snow coming in there. It is ugly up in the northwest end of Regina right now. Jamie and Locker with the Air of the Green Zone. All requests Friday as that came in from Ian, I do believe.
Ian, yep.
For Do They Know It's Christmas? Here on the Green Zone. All requests Friday, our final request Friday before Christmas, of course. I'm sure Locker is going to play Christmas tunes all week next week for the two shows, Monday and Tuesday.
Am I?
I don't know. It's your
okay.
show.
All right.
I will be listening.
I'm going to play Metallica.
Do they have a Christmas album?
I hope not. It doesn't make any sense to me.
A Metallica Christmas album would be wicked awesome.
I don't think they do.
They don't? They've done Carol of the Bells.
That makes sense. Unless For Whom the Bell Tolls could be deemed a Christmas song.
I don't think so. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone.
It doesn't work for me. I don't know why. I can't explain it, but I can't wrap my head around Metallica doing a Christmas thing.
Talking some hockey with our NHL analyst, Drew Remenda. Topic number one was Craig Berube's reaction to the 4-0 loss last night to Washington.
Way more urgency in their game, more passion in their game. That's the difference.
How do you explain that, considering where you are at this team?
Ask those guys, not me.
Drew?
Yep.
What do you, is this just Craig Berube having enough, or what do you think the players react to that? Go ask them, not me, on the team's effort. What are you thinking of coming out of Toronto over the last 14 hours or so?
Without a doubt, there's a frustration with Craig Berube. This isn't the first time he's been like this. It felt like this. You can tell it's just been building and building and building. It was a week ago he was questioning his leaders, his star players, after they lost to the Oilers, and showed a lack of passion. It's been coming. Now, Craig Berube has always been a guy who's been very direct in his thoughts and feelings. I mean, with just ask Jordan Kyrou and Thomas in St. Louis what they thought of Coach Berube. But he did, you know, he did win a cup. But he's clearly frustrated, and especially you can just tell him that, as I've been told many times in my life, Jamie, and you know this for a fact, that it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And if he is a guy that's at the point now where he's thinking, okay, I've got to push these guys a little bit, but I can't be the voice. I can't be the guy asking these questions anymore. He's kind of throwing it back on the guys, which I don't mind once in a while. I don't mind when a coach goes, yeah, ask them. And the players should be responsible and should answer those questions, but they'll give you a BS answer because most of them don't have the real answer. They don't know why they're playing this badly. They don't know why they're not showing a finish in their game. They don't know why that they're not firing with everybody. And I think that the bottom line is, when you watch the Maple Leafs play, they're getting outworked at the puck every single loose puck. They're getting beat to pucks. They're getting beat to firm the net. I don't want to say soft, because that's too general of a term.
It kind of works with this team, though.
They're losing a lot of those confrontations, those one-on-one situations, those skirmishes for pucks. They're coming out on the short end, and Craig's right. And the way he wants that to be fixed right now, it sounds like he's going to let the players try to figure it out, because I think he's a very frustrated individual.
I got to go back to something you said. The players don't know why?
No.
Really?
Because
everybody watching that team is thinking the same thing. You got bunch of whiners, and they're not playing hard, and I don't know if you... It's not much more than that.
Players think differently than we do, Locker. They don't see the game like we do. In fact, they see it very, very differently. And, you know, it's the old story. From up above, the game is easy from the stands, the game is easy from the press box. From down there, they think they're working hard. They think they're giving their best, but they're not. And it's kind of a human nature thing. You kind of withdraw, get a little introverted, and you've got to try to pull it out of them. But again, that loudest voice is your own inner voice telling you one thing that maybe isn't reality, or maybe is even isn't reality in a harsher way. Sometimes your inner voice, like most of us, is very negative. So that can also harm you if you keep telling yourself you're not freaking good enough, and you're not doing right, and you're not doing this right, you're not doing that right. But with the Maple Leafs right now, I think they're as confused and as looking for answers as anybody else. I do think, though, and I go back to what Barry Trotz once said, and Jeremy, you know, I brought this up many times when you and I have been talking about hockey, is that with good teams, and I do believe they're still a good team, that it's hard to keep them interested in the regular season. They might have that thought process, relax, we're going to get there, it's okay. I don't know, because, you know, I'm not over there, I'm not there every day talking to the players, but there's a lack of passion, heat, fire, something with that team.
Body language.
Is it the guy with the C?
100%.
Like, Auston Matthews is not a guy that looks like the fire burns real bright for that give a bleep attitude.
Yeah, but that could be, you know, there's the inward and the outward. I didn't think Tavares was a guy that you saw you know, bled that, had that fire burning all the time. Some guys are lead in different ways. I didn't think Patty Marleau was a guy who was a very quiet, even keel guy. Came into the league at 17 years old. Daryl Sutter was his first head coach, and he had a bunch of veterans around him. Vinny Damfus, Tony Granato, Gary Suter, Mike Vernon, Kelly Rudy, some really good veterans around him. And Patty learned after, you know, he would take heat from Daryl, and Patty learned to just be even keel. That didn't mean that he didn't have the fire burning in him. Other guys that you watch, like you watch Nathan MacKinnon, he's got the fire burning in him.
Yeah.
Sometimes early in Connor McDavid's career, you went, what do you do? Do you even care? But you saw as his experience and maturity has grown and evolved, you definitely see that he cares now. But when you look at the way that some players are, just because they don't show it outwardly doesn't mean that they're not displaying it outwardly, that it's not there burning bright. And we don't know, of course, what's being said in the room either.
Tristan Jarry out last night. He's on the IR. Picker will probably start in Minneapolis. We know he's not the answer in Edmonton. I'm curious.
Alrighty. Wow. Okay.
I'm curious about the e-bug thing, though. Do you like the new e-bug rule?
Yeah, sure. It's an adventure.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Jason San Antonio.
That's a great name. Yeah, we had a guy we were in on this last road trip. I can't remember where we were, but Yaroslav Askarov got sick, and we brought in an e-bug who was I think 33-year-old geologist, as a matter of fact. He was John Kowalski. And that's what he did for a living. He was a geologist. Like, okay, yeah.
That's
be breaking rocks against this team.
That's awesome. I was going to say, I said to Jamie, I said, Drew will have a great e-bug story.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, so you get them all. You know, good for them. They get to keep the jersey and they keep that couple of hats.
Oh, do they? That's awesome. Oh, I love that. Yeah, that makes it even better now.
Yeah, you get your own jersey. Yeah, absolutely.
Although there is something very special about the Zamboni driver padding him up and stepping into a game and standing on his head, beating his favorite team too. Like he was a Leafs diehard, and he goes in and beats the Leafs with Carolina.
And the celebration and the talk in the dressing room after was fantastic. It's good footage.
Can we put that guy in the Hockey Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Well, no. His stuff is there.
It's got to be.
I'm pretty
Thank
sure
you.
It's in there.
Thank you, Jamie.
I think the last we were there this fall or spring or whatever. Pretty sure it was there.
And here's the gear.
David Ayers. That was his name.
Here's the gear that the Zamboni driver wore to beat his favorite hockey team.
Memories.
Only in the NHL.
Well, there was a... Is this an only in the NHL moment last night? It is one of the all-timer oop hot mic moments in sports. Tim Saunders, who we have had on the Green Zone to talk Philadelphia Flyers.
He's actually a really good guy.
The op didn't hit the chance. Pay attention when we go to break, please. Hit the button. Here's the audio from the game.
Seven gone in the third. It's 3-2 Buffalo on the Philadelphia Flyers broadcast network. While you're down there, would you mind f***ing me?
I think we're still on the air, Tim. No, we're not, are we?
Yeah.
Then your heart literally.
Oh, it's happening to me right now.
It's giving me and Locker anxiety listening to that.
Well, when we're in this business, we've all had a hot mic moment. Listen, it's guys being guys. It's hockey guys being hockey guys, making a joke. It was literally just a joke and shouldn't have offended anyone, but the Philadelphia Flyers felt that they needed, and Comcast felt they needed to
apologize.
I think it's Comcast, needed to have Tim apologize and then suspend him for 2 games is to learn his lesson. Trust me, the rest of that game, he had learned his lesson. It's a tough one. It's like everybody's had a hot mic moment. I had a hot mic moment though, but we weren't on the, it wasn't over the air.
The two-game suspension, by the way, Drew.
Yeah, yeah.
He He's done until after. So he got an early Christmas.
He's got Christmas.
He's
Christmas,
yeah. Done Timmy, for Christmas.
Timmy's been with them. Timmy's been with them forever. They'll be okay. And I guarantee you, the guys run the actual team, the Philadelphia Flyers. They're laughing their asses off.
That is Drew Remenda, our NHL analyst here on the Green Zone. As a chance, we are about to take a make sure you hit the button and then make sure you kill the microphones, please.
Especially for Jamie.
Well, I do have some more things to say off the air about the city.
The taxes.
Champs and I think I have a new chump next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
You two are winners, big winners.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning.
You're an idiot.
You're a bad person.
Each and every day, champs and chumps here on the Green Zone. I think we've talked enough about Tim Saunders. We can move on to the Regina City Councilor upping the ante.
Because we didn't talk enough about that in the last hour.
10.9% mill rate increase.
Yeah.
For the every single one operating budget.
I tweeted out the names, and it's also on CJME.com, CKOM.com.
On where the votes went. It was 6-5 vote.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful that they're doing that too. And that's not even just from a personal perspective. It's going to hurt a lot of people.
And we can accept that, yes, councils before them failed too. It is this.
If you've the city of Regina
has not been well run,
11%.
Let's just say that for a while.
A tax increase of 11%. If you've somehow decided that that's a good idea, I don't.
We need to give this to our taxpayers. Good call. To everybody. Locker wants to champ President Trump today.
Well, because of the Patriot Games, for America's 250th birthday, we needed another sporting event, and this was the sporting event we all needed. This morning I said to Jamie, and I kind of deadpanned it in the Green Zone Lounge, I said, hey, you know that Patriots Games that Trump announced next year, next fall, where one high school athlete, a boy and a girl from every state are going to compete. And I don't know what it is, but I said, you know, the winner gets free McDonald's for a year. And
I went, what? Because in today's world, who knows what's actually true or not anymore? And Locker started laughing. I'm like, oh, you were joking. I honestly thought that was Trump's prize, because remember what he did when the chefs went on strike for the college football team that went to the White House in his first term? He brought in fast food. There was In-N-Out Burger and BK and everything else.
So he looked at me with, he was like, what? Is that real?
Well, that's it for me for before Christmas. Merry Christmas to all the listeners out there.
We got a lot of texts today. Actually, that should be our champ. All the thank you texts and everything for this. Yes.
And Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Thanks for listening.
Locker will be here on Monday and Tuesday. And I am about to jump in the booth and record Nigh Before Christmas, which will air next week.
I'm looking forward to this.
Green Zone.